Hello, St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Okay, happy Friday, everybody. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That was Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. That's an old one. I've always loved that song.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Always love that song. I don't know how that came across on Radio St. Pete, but the recording is old.
Right.
And I was afraid that it wouldn't, transfer very well. So before the show, I went to Google and I said, well, let me see all the bands that have covered that song. And it gave me like 11. Mm. And it gave me, all kinds of different artists. Joan Jett was one, and, all kinds of different ones. And I listened to them.
Yeah.
But none of them were as good as the original. Well, so I stuck with the original. I like it. Wooly Bully, everybody.
Wooly Bully.
Mm-hmm. Before we get too far into this, let me go ahead and introduce everybody here in the studio. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire.
Hello.
You were mentioning right before we got started that you had a bit of a problem
yes.
this evening.
Yes.
What was it? It well, seemed very interesting, and I said, stop, don't say it, yep, wait for the show.
It was very interesting. Well, I went to the bathroom at work.
Yes.
And somehow, I know this is starting out weird, somehow, I ended up getting my bracelet stuck to my underwear. And it was getting real desperate. Like, I could not get it off. I was getting a little worried because I had already been in the bathroom for, at least a minute. I had to pee. So, right. At least a minute for that. So, I was like, okay, this is taking too long.
So, now it looks like you're doing something else in there.
Yeah, exactly. They think I'm dropping a huge load or something.
Dropping a deuce.
I'm like, no, okay, I have got to get this off. I literally almost ripped my underwear just to get unattached.
Well, the thing is, a lot of times, because you live here at home and we share the same washer and dryer,
right?
A lot of times I've had to unload your clothes out of the dryer.
Yes.
And when you say underwear, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because those shoestrings that you wear, I don't know what got caught on that bracelet, but it couldn't have been much.
It was just enough. It was,
that's funny.
I will admit, it was a bit lacy. Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
It's a hooky bracelet. So
I guess.
There you go.
Anyway, well, I'm glad.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Hookerish. Hookerish underwear. Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm glad that you got it all worked out.
Yeah. I was really getting scared for a minute. Mm-hmm. But. Luckily,
prevailed.
God forbid they knew you were taking a poop.
I was at work. That is a no-go. That is a at-home only duty.
Yeah. Right.
That's where you do your duty?
That is,
I hear
nowhere
you.
Else. Right. Can't do it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're having a better day after that. Okay. To Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. Stephanie, how are you and how is your day?
I am very well, thank you. And nothing
like that.
Like that, no.
Okay, good.
Thank you. No one thought I was in the bathroom too long today.
Yeah. Nobody needs that in their life.
Yeah, you probably weren't even in there that long.
Well, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, the seconds seem like minutes.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, stuff like that.
Time-sensitive situation.
They think I'm blowing it up.
Right. And then, like, if I couldn't get it unhooked, what was I supposed to do? Walk out there and get scissors? Like, yeah. I'm wearing really tight, like, jeans. There's no way I could just take them off, you know.
Walk out with your undies hanging from your bracelet.
Yeah, that's good.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
Oh, my God. I was so scared. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm very well, thanks.
Okay, good. Let's see. To your right is my boy, Tygen. Tygen, anything drastic like that today?
No, you know what? Nothing? Not today.
Excellent.
Not today.
I asked you for 2 weeks in a row how your day was or how you were. The first time it was super duper. Last week, I think you were just okay.
No, he was
fantastic.
Fantastic.
Right. Yeah, anything?
Splendiferous.
Splendiferous. Okay. Splendiferous. You're splendiferous.
Everybody. Fabulous.
Okay. Yes. And two ties right is, of course, me. My name is Mark, and I will be your host here on this magical mystery tour that we call the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hey, listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We will be willing, and actually, we're dying to. We will talk to you about anything.
Please.
Obviously.
I know. I was telling people at work that today.
We have the capability of taking phone calls. We just don't get very many.
Yeah. Right.
I heard somebody say to me, well, you need to have some that are like, you know, staged. You know, that'll get the ball rolling. And I'm like, yeah, but.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, that's yeah. No fun.
I want them to be genuine and true.
Yeah.
You know, look at you.
Just like the rest of the show.
Genuine and true.
Yeah. Hey. This weekend, 9/11.
Yes.
That's Sunday.
Yes.
All right. 15-year anniversary.
I know. That's amazing.
Crazy.
Is it a big deal for you guys? I mean, you guys were, I mean, Ty, you were probably.
I was 11.
So you remember for sure. Yeah. But Hannah Claire, you were six.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal because I was taught that it was a big deal. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I've known is that. I mean, now that I'm older, I realize that, yes, that was a world tragedy, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like, but very, very tragic.
Right.
You know,
as a kid, I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, big doings. And the whole thing about that is what a tragic set of events.
Yes.
The things that, you know, what came after it, mm-hmm. As far as how the country reacted mm-hmm. toward each other.
Right.
How we all kind of came together, the whole military thing, and just
changed.
Everybody sort of worked together there for, you know, quite a few years. Do we still have that? Do we still have that camaraderie?
No.
Or is it faded now?
No, it's
long
faded.
Gone.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah. I think the other things that came along with it as
right.
far as the paranoia, the... all the TSA screening,
yeah. The death mm-hmm. of privacy,
exactly, yeah. mm-hmm. Has taken its toll.
Right.
On
what about you always see those shows about the conspiracy theorists?
Oh,
I
love those.
I do too. I'm telling you, if you watch those, you can get sucked into those.
Oh yeah,
definitely. And you can become a believer,
right.
of those conspiracies. I would love to think that no conspiracies, but sometimes, man, they will make you think that there's. I know.
They
know.
Convince you so well.
Yeah, my biggest one is, first of all, you know, okay, the two towers fell.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Why did that other building fall? You know what I mean?
And then the way it fell down, it
yeah,
looked
they
very
all
staged.
Fell like planned
yeah.
implosions, you know? And it's like, well
and,
okay,
and,
I get it. Okay, the two towers were struck by jets.
Yeah.
Right.
Big jets.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
there's
the
a
one,
lot of heat. There's a lot of weight. There's collapsing floors above, you know, that are, you know, adding extra weight to the whole structure. But why'd that other building collapse?
Well, in the know? First building, if you like, you look at the tape,
right.
you can see an explosion before it even gets hit.
I've seen, I think that video, I've seen videos where they go, listen carefully, you're going to hear an explosion, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'd like to believe that none of that is
true.
That what actually happened. you know, the way we saw it happen. I don't know. Anyway,
it's all terrible.
It's yeah. It's either way, anyway. It's terrible. Yeah.
Right.
I think even if the regardless of the theories, the outcome was tragic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What was it, like 3,100 people lost their lives that day? And that's unbelievable. You have to think that when you watch those videos of the whole encounter, when those people are running through all of that debris and soot and they come out looking like, you know, they've just come out of a volcano.
Right.
You know, with all the ash and stuff like that. You've got to think that somewhere down the road, there's going to be some respiratory problems.
Oh, definitely.
I think there's probably people 15 years later that are feeling the effects of that.
Absolutely.
So, you know, 3,100 some odd people lost their lives that day. You know, what's going to be the total death toll of that?
Countless others. Anyway, countless others.
Very sad and truly probably the most unreal event in my 52 years.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I don't know that for the rest of my life, unless, you know, somebody goes crazy and does something else.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to top that. That was a big one.
That was
a very big one.
Absolutely.
Yep. Anyway, let's get on with the rest of the show. Let's not be so morbid.
So somber.
Yeah. By the way, in case you were wondering, still doing the 22 push-ups for 22-day challenge.
Oh, good for you.
I missed a few days.
Oh. Yeah.
Over the holiday weekend.
Now you admit it.
You got to do some extras.
Yeah. So instead of doing 22, I've been trying to do 30. So I'm still not caught up completely.
But I'm thinking,
you know, someday next week I'll be through with the challenge.
Jeez, how many days did you miss?
But are you?
I missed 3 days.
Are you going to keep going after the challenge?
I need to keep going. You know what I need to do is I need to start going back to the rec center.
Yeah.
You know.
Or hook up the Bowflex.
No, that Bowflex is crap. I mean, it's not crap. It's a great machine, but it's fairly limited. You know, I don't know.
You're limited.
I'm limited. Right.
You're just doing push-ups.
You like to go to the rec center because there's it's more of a social environment.
Yeah, but I don't talk to anybody when I'm there.
No, but somehow I think that's inspirational.
Watching other people work out makes you feel like you're
Well,
yeah.
And they have a lot of mirrors, so I can do all my poses.
You thrive on the failure
and
of others.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my God! Do you go in there and do all your poses?
Are you kidding?
Your faces?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Hannah, what I like to do is before workout poses and after workout poses.
Oh, I love it.
Mm. Do they have cameras in there?
Yeah.
Security
footage? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going with you next time.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I will take pictures.
Take pictures.
He's before a member pump. Of Swole Team 6.
Before pump and after pump.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's something.
Oh, no.
I got an email earlier this week, that Radio St. Pete has a new show.
Hey.
Yes.
Yep.
That's replacing us.
No.
Not yet.
They're not throwing us
Cross
out
Cross your
yet.
Fingers, knock on wood, all that good stuff. Nobody's replacing us yet.
Somebody
I don't
think. Call in, please.
Yeah. The show is going to be called Spike on the Mic, and it's going to be airing Monday evenings at 7 p.m., this is truly, well, it's a unique show.
Yes.
They have professional broadcasters, and they're also going to be using local and, I guess, nationally known stand-up comedians.
Nice.
To, you know, be on the broadcast with them.
Very cool.
They're going to broadcast live every Monday at 7 p.m. from the Pin Chasers Bowling Alley over in Tampa.
Wow.
So that's
nice.
Kind of cool. That's where they're going to do their thing. Apparently, they've been doing it for a while. And I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear
Should
what
be
that's
a good
all
show.
About.
Check them out Monday night
so that's
at 7.
So Spike on the Mic Mondays at 7. Welcome aboard, fellas.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome
mm-hmm. aboard. Mark will come over and do some poses for you.
Yeah. If you need a poser.
Yeah.
Well, you're a poser, all right.
Yeah. If you need a poser, I'm your man.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the things we do before every show is we have a pre-show dinner. This week is the same as every other week.
Yes.
Stephanie, you want to tell us what we did and where we went and what we got?
What's up? Today, we went to Pollo Tropical.
Oh, I keep calling it Pollo Loco.
I know.
Is there a place called Pollo Loco?
Pollo
Loco is like a crazy chicken.
Right. It's That there may be.
Polo Loco, that was from Breaking Bad.
Was it?
No, that's the Polo Hermanos or something.
No, it's Polo Loco. Loco Polo.
Pollo.
We gotta go watch Marco the whole thing.
Okay, that's it.
Marco Polo.
Pollo Hermanos, that's Chicken Brothers.
Yeah.
See, you need to open a chicken place.
Yeah.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo. Marco Pollo.
Pollo.
Marco Pollo.
Is that a...
Marco.
I thought it was Polo.
Pollo.
Anyway.
Marco.
Pollo. We went to...
what'd you get?
The brand new...
Brand new.
Pollo Tropical at
right out of the
Seminole
box.
City Center.
All right.
Wow.
It is open. And they are, before I get into this, they are located at 7893 113th Street at the new Seminole City Center.
Okay,
it's so exciting over there.
Let's just explain this for just a minute, because here we are. We've lived here in Seminole, Florida for 18 years.
Yes.
When we moved here, they had this mall, Seminole Mall.
No.
And you know that it's...
It sucked.
Yeah, it's not a good mall when the highlight store is Kmart.
Right.
Kmart and Steinmart.
Yeah.
Oh, Steinmart's fabulous.
Yeah.
And then when you went inside the mall, half the stores were closed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they have been building for how long now? More than a year.
More than a year.
This fantastic new Seminole City Center.
Yes.
Seminole City
several,
Center.
Several months ago, they opened up Bell's.
Like
yes.
Now
Pollo Tropical.
Pollo Tropical is open.
Is open. When I was over there, it looks like the Five Below store is open.
What is that?
It's a store where everything is $5 or less.
Oh.
Wow.
Not just cold.
Not just cold. No.
Oh, I didn't know that's what it meant.
Yes, it's five. Yes, and
really
throughout
cold in here.
Throughout the coming month, this month and next month, I believe the whole back wall of stores will be open. I think Steinmart's due to open. I don't know, like October 27th sticks in my head for some reason.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Tell us, what did you get at Pollo Tropical?
Tropical. We,
that's a chicken tropical.
Yes, tropical chicken.
Tropical chicken.
I did the easy online ordering.
Yes.
Fabulous. I ordered the family meal with a whole chicken, sweet plantains. I added the steak. Brown rice and black beans, family Caesar salad, and macaroni and cheese. And it came with rolls, four rolls.
It'll give you rolls.
It was delicious.
Delicious.
It was delicious.
Just like so many of the shows, I don't get a chance to sample before the show. I actually had an opportunity to do so. I chose not to. I was having a little bit of a stomach issue.
Too busy crapping.
As a matter of fact, just with 10 minutes left to spare, I had to make a mad dash.
Because your bracelet was stuck to your underwear?
No. Can you imagine if I made that mad dash with 10 minutes to go and got my bracelet stuck?
He'd have to start wearing underwear.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I was scared. It was a real panicky situation in my mind.
Right.
Anyway, I would highly recommend it. They do have a drive-through. They have a variety of different options. It's fast food that isn't fast food.
Like, no, it looked,
burgers
it, yeah.
and fries. They have... grilled chicken.
Let me say this. It's fast food that's plateable.
Plateable?
Yeah, you put it on a plate. It looks like you cook it yourself.
And actually, it looked like they actually served the food on real plates if you ate in. I don't know, healthier. A healthier option price-wise.
Yes.
Fast food type prices. So inexpensive, healthy. Definitely a go-to if you are short on time, hungry, and are trying to eat healthy.
And you got a show to do.
And you got a show to do.
Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about sports, man.
Sports, man.
How about that? My Tampa Bay Buccaneers kick off their season Sunday in Atlanta against
Sunday.
The Falcons at
Sunday.
1 p.m.
Sunday.
I cannot wait.
I know. I'm so excited.
I am too, man. Football season is the bomb.
It's here.
I got to get my jersey out, dust it off.
Did
Stephanie's
you ever really do your fantasy football thing?
I have not.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't know anything about this fantasy
football.
I'm pretty sure.
Yes!
What?
Let me go.
Pretty sure last night. Yeah.
Well, who'd we have?
Teddy Ginn. I don't know who else we had.
Now, see, that's the whole thing about the fantasy football that I don't understand. I know that you pick players from all over the league.
Yeah.
I didn't think
how
I could.
I mean, how do you get points?
If someone could call in and explain to my poor parents how to do this fantasy football thing they signed up for.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I guess you get points. Like, if you have a running back and he gets a touchdown,
yeah,
you get points for that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then what? At the end of the game,
and you get
however many points. Are you saying that mom won?
No. Yes. Well,
the whole
I'm
last the night's season game. Is over.
Yeah.
No. Wrap it up.
No, I am ahead in points based on the players that I picked who played last night.
Yeah, and it, you were against, it was you versus Jeremy.
All right.
Oh.
And you beat
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, you know that game last night was the sort of the Super Bowl rematch between the North Carolina Panthers and the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos ended up winning that game. I think it was like 21-17.
21-20.
Oh, 21-20?
Yes.
Oh, man. So it came right down to the wire.
Right down to
it. We tried to watch till halftime. I don't think we got that far. We got about 3 minutes into the second quarter. It was like, okay, let's go to bed.
Yeah, that was halftime was a lofty goal.
No, one of your guys scored like over 20 points.
It's got to be Teddy Ginn.
All right. Yeah, because I drafted
those good
him.
Gin jeans.
It's those good
Gin jeans.
Yes,
that's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
So I'm excited about it. I'm having a good time with it. I loved the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a hoot.
Do we? All right. Look.
I'll figure it out and I'll explain it to
you. Well, Sunday, you know, most of these teams are going to kick off their season on Sunday.
Right.
Sunday is September 11th.
Right.
All right. So you know that we've got the whole Colin Kaepernick thing where he's refusing to stand for the national anthem.
Right.
Last night, somebody on the Broncos knelt down during the national anthem. And I don't want to go too far into this because everybody's heard about it already. I think, you know, it's like it's a done issue. And personally, I don't really care whether he stands or not.
Right.
You know, it doesn't affect my life one way or the other.
Right.
You know, I'm a little insulted that he would do that. But I also, from listening to him, understand what he's doing. You know, this is a platform for him. This is a way for him to get his message out. I'm just not so sure that it's the exact way that you should go about it.
If you are a patron at the football game, you know, do you have to stand when the Pledge of Allegiance comes on? No
but I'm telling you,
Nobody
I'm telling you.
At home.
Not everybody stands up. You know what I mean?
Pretty much most people do.
Most people do.
I find it...
If you don't, you get some looks.
Yeah,
you get some looks, but I mean, that's none of their business, you know?
Well, and that's part of it.
Right.
I find it disrespectful.
I do, to an extent.
I find it disrespectful. Mm. However, our country is based on freedom and freedom of speech.
Mm. Right.
So if...
Freedom of expression.
If it becomes, quote, you know, martial law that you must stand...
Mm.
Then we're also going down a slippery slope as a country.
Yeah, well, it's now hypocritical.
Exactly.
You know.
Now, for your employer being the NFL football team that you work for,
right?
If you know, they get to dictate a little more your behavior and your actions than the general public or the government. I do not want the government to, quote, step in and do anything about this problem. It's not a problem.
I don't think it's a problem. And
well,
look,
and
you
that's
know.
That's really what made me mad about this whole thing is like there are so many bigger issues right now.
Right.
And this is what everybody's focusing on.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's
and,
a joke.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, I don't want to go too deep into it just because it's been covered so much already. It's just, you know.
I don't know. I feel like taking a knee is kind of showing some support.
Right.
You know, that's at least doing something. You're standing in the lineup. You're taking a knee, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe sitting down is definitely a little offensive. But I mean, was he sitting there like, you know, middle fingers up?
No. The first game where he sat down, that, I think a lot of people were offended by that because he was sitting down.
Yeah,
I think that if he had been at the sideline on his knee.
Right.
It's not as disrespectful.
But, and he's come out and said, look, I don't have a problem with the military. I don't have a problem with the United States as a whole.
Right.
But I do have a problem with what's going on with, you know, all these police shootings and things like that. And,
right.
you know, here I am, somebody who makes a lot of money. I got an audience.
Right.
You know, what better way for me to go ahead and say, hey, look, we need to start looking at this a little closer.
Right. Well, I get it. And the outcome should be that issue should be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not create an issue like Ty said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
About this.
Right.
Well, one of the things I heard about last night's game is one of the things I think that we could not hear when the national anthem was going on and that that guy from the Broncos knelt down, we couldn't hear the boos over the TV. I didn't notice any.
Oh.
But then later in the game, that guy got hurt and the people cheered. They played.
Oh.
He was a Denver player and they played in Denver.
Wow.
So for your own fans to cheer. See, that's not right
at all. I mean,
that's a
honestly,
much bigger problem.
Yeah, in my opinion, that's un-American.
And to me, that proves that there is a problem.
Right.
Right.
That, to me, proves that there is a problem.
Just because he doesn't believe, I don't know.
Anyway.
That's,
yeah. It's,
it
like
goes
I
back
said,
to high school bullying.
Right.
Just because you don't agree with that person doesn't make them wrong.
Welcome
you know
to
what
Trump
I mean?
America.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's... Jesus. That's what I'm saying about the slippery slope to dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well,
I mean, in North Korea, if you don't stand for the anthem, they
get your head lopped off.
Exactly. Right. So, I mean, that's not what our country is.
No,
that's not what we're about.
Free. This is a free country.
We are free.
Let us be free.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's go ahead and move to college football. College started last weekend.
Yes.
I love college football. I really only like to watch my team, the Florida Gators.
Right.
But I think because we are a Florida radio show, then we ought to try to give some idea of what games are being played here or at other places from our Florida teams.
Yes, we do have a lot of Florida teams.
Yeah, we do, actually. And I don't even know that this is...
A complete list.
It doesn't seem like it. UCF plays Michigan at noon. Charleston Southern is here to play Florida State at 12:30. Kentucky is here to play my Gators at 3:30. Northern Illinois is here to play USF at 7. And Florida Atlantic plays Miami. And I couldn't find a time for that game.
Okay.
So it was not listed. Anyway. Let's see. Let's move to baseball. My Tampa Bay Rays start a weekend series tonight in New York against the Yankees. That's all I got to say about them.
Yeah.
It's too bad. I love the Rays, but it's been an unfortunate season for them.
Yes. What an unfortunate season.
How about Tim Tebow?
Yes.
You seen the
paper? How cool is that?
I think it's very cool. A lot of people have a lot of different thoughts on it, that he's wasting people's time and that he is somehow... kind of sticking it to people that are trying a lot harder in that particular sport, baseball, like people that have played baseball their entire life.
Yeah.
It's kind of like he might be taking a spot from one of those people.
Not if he's doing good.
I was going to say.
That's what I say, too. Look, I'm thinking if you can do it, good.
If it's truly based on his ability to play and, you know, his ability to play, that if he can actually play without, you know, it's like he needed to try out with a bag over his head. And
I never thought Tebow got a really good, a fair shot at the NFL. I just think that he was passed over too many times. The guy's an incredible team leader.
Right.
I mean, you could see that at Florida. I mean, he led the team to two national titles.
Yeah.
He won the Heisman Trophy. The guy is, I mean, I don't know that there's a, he might be sainted someday. You know, you know. I mean,
but
he's
does
just
that
a
mean,
great kid.
Does that mean he can play baseball?
I
mean,
well, he did play baseball at some point in his life.
Right.
He played baseball, I think, all the way through high school.
Well, and keep in mind, with professional level athletes, they're generally... isn't a sport they can't play.
Right. When you're an athlete like that, you can pretty much do everything.
Exactly. When you are athletic, you can play anything.
Did Michael Jordan play baseball too?
Yes, he did.
Well, kind of.
Well, no, he did. He wasn't so bad. I mean, I don't think he ever made it to the major leagues, but I mean, just like Deion Sanders. When we lived in Richmond, we saw him play for the Richmond Braves.
Right.
That's minor leagues, but hey, that's still, you know. That's professional baseball.
Right.
I don't
care
how you look at it. I don't know. Anyway, this week, earlier this week, actually just yesterday, he was Tim Tebow was signed by the New York Mets. Not Mex. Mets.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh. Building a wall.
Hey.
The New York Mets. Right. That's the... the wrinkle in the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're going to play for the Mets, not the Mets. The Mets. Yeah. Anyway, no, he signed on Thursday to a minor league contract that includes a $100,000 signing bonus.
Right.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know if he needs any money.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure he got some money when he signed for to play professional football. Yeah, but he hasn't played professional football in 4 years.
Right.
You know, well, so maybe he does need a little
bit
of money.
He's good with God. He doesn't need money.
He's good with God. Right.
Ty, you want to try baseball again? $100,000 signing bonus sounds good.
Yeah.
You know, I might have to.
You were quite the baseball player.
It says here that Tebow will report to Instructional League Baseball in Port St. Lucie on September 18th. Instructional League is like what...
Tebow's playing T-ball.
Well, it's not that bad. But he's going to be competing alongside kids that just got out of high school, kids that just got out of college. This is like... The Instructional League is like below minor league.
Okay.
So they're basically... They're going to put him there...
on a high school team.
Well, they're going to put him there for like a month to see what he can do, to see if he's coachable, to see if he's going to pick up anything. And then if he is... They'll put him in the winter or fall league out in Arizona. And if he does well there, then they'll send him to spring training. Not for the bigs, but again, maybe for the minor league team.
Right.
So, I don't know.
I don't know.
I think that's
I think
okay.
It's cool. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with
it. Right. I don't either.
He's still getting paid.
Always been a stand-up guy.
And he's still being an athlete.
Yeah,
right. That's what he likes to do.
Do you think Michael Phelps will try out for baseball next? Do you think he can play baseball? Or can he just swim?
His ears are too big, he can't run.
Yeah, oh, that's, I don't know. Oh, yeah, because he'd have to wear his swim cap to cut down on the friction.
I remember last week I said, well, we could talk about Ryan Lochte, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
I have another story here about Ryan Lochte.
But I don't want to.
I don't care, so.
Okay. Perfect.
That was the story.
Okay. Good. Done.
There it goes.
Yeah. Who's ready for a beer?
Yes.
Oh,
I am.
And let me tell you something.
Oh, Mama.
We got.
Mama did some shopping.
Yeah, we got something special for this this beer tasting this evening. All right, cool it. The two of you. That's enough. Now, I have to explain what just happened.
Yes.
Ty acted like he threw like a spider at Hannah. Before we came in the studio this evening, just above the door of the studio, there was this spider that was as big as your hand.
Like literally not even an exaggeration. No. Everyone saw it.
Right. And what's so frightening is that's the third one.
The third
that we found in the house in like a month. So I don't know if we're...
I'm moving out.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. So now Hannah's like sitting on the edge of her seat the entire time. And Ty, of course, being the jerko brother, keeps messing with her.
The big brother.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get
that's
to
actually
our...
a very cool spider.
Let's get to our beer tasting. We do have to do a take a break before our beer tasting. I will tell you or mention again that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. We'll be right back and try our beer.
Oh. You know, I'm not drunk. I'm just tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Hey, you want to say hi? Still ring, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, it's on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Dad makes me do it.
Tonight, before you go to bed, make an inspection tour of your icebox. How's that Pabst Blue Ribbon supply holding out? Got enough bottles and cans? Remember, tomorrow's the beginning of a relaxing weekend. You'll be entertaining guests or listening to the radio, or just getting that hungry, thirsty feeling when you want a snack of cheese and crackers topped off with a tall, cool foamer of Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. Tomorrow morning when your dealer says, what did you have? Say, Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
What else?
You guys did
Yay!
It.
I said what now?
Ty, I think you even did it.
Yeah, I did, but I did it with a weird voice.
So. That's fine.
What is, what's new? I mean, weirder Thanks. Than normal? You know.
You're so supportive.
Always, always.
The song we played right before the break was called Chug-a-Lug by you. Mojo Nixon.
Mojo.
Mojo Nixon. Chug-a-Lug, everybody.
There, okay. Ty, maybe you should change your name to Mojo.
Mojo.
Mojo. Mojo again. I like that. All right, let me go to the moist satchel.
Ugh.
Oh, now here's the thing.
It's tonight, spiders.
Yeah.
No.
Tonight we have two offerings.
Yes.
We have not done a competitive beer tasting since I think the very first one. I think we did a competitive one, pitting two beers against each other.
Right.
These beers come from the same company, but let me go ahead and get it out of the satchel. Yes.
Okay. Here we go. Well, when I went to the brewery, I can't make a decision, and two is better than one.
You know what? Give me all of them, honey.
Yeah. Well, luckily I didn't do that. I didn't go quite that far.
All right. Well, let me tell you that tonight's offerings, both of them, come from Barley Mow Brewing Company, located in Largo, Florida.
Yes.
Okay. So not only do we have all of those breweries downtown St. Petersburg, we have breweries in Tampa. We are starting to get breweries in St. Pete Beach and Treasure Island and things like that. We're going to be loaded with places to get loaded.
Loaded.
Anyway, let me go ahead and open the first offering. And let's see.
Going with that one first.
I'm going with the high test.
The high test one.
What are we calling this?
The first offering is called Abattoir. Abattoir. Abattoir? Abattoir?
Trois.
Yeah,
Abattoir. It's called Abattoir Double Pale Ale. Let me go ahead and open this sucker up.
I kind of like pale ales, I think.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Am I?
What's wrong with it?
Pass that down.
Oh, is it one of the like super... on the crazy scale or something?
It might be.
On the IBUs?
Yeah. Oh, it's
not. ICBMs.
The color's not too bad. It's a little orange.
Ooh,
I know when
orange.
You were afraid that it was going to be a dark beer, I think.
Glad it's not a dark
beer.
It's
a pale ale.
Okay.
Always...
All right. Now, who's going to be the first victim?
I will.
All right.
Oh, look at her go. See?
Oh, sorry. That was, oh my god!
That was an actual shiver that almost sent you out of the chair.
Oh my! At first, it was like really good, and then I opened my mouth, and it just hits you.
It's actually it's bitter, but it's I don't think it's bad. I don't have like lockjaw.
No, right, it's Ty, like what do you sucking think? On a grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
Ty,
okay.
Ty's speechless.
What else we got?
Let me give it a try.
No, I don't think it. I don't think it's bad. I kind of like it.
It's pretty bitter.
That was terrible.
But you know what? I think we've had worse.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think that is the bitterest. That one.
After I read this description for you, you're gonna. I mean, I didn't know what to expect, but this really isn't that bad. What it says on the can about Abattoir, it says the onslaught of bitter and resinous hop characters slices through one's palate like a cleaver.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Right into your face.
Feeling the cleaver.
Did Hannah write this description?
You got the cleaver.
Slices through one's palate like a cleaver, decimating your taste buds and leaving carnage in its wake.
I agree with all of that. Yes. I agree with
confirmed by Hannah.
Seal of approval.
You think it'd have a more metal name.
Yeah, right.
Abattoir.
Oh, maybe
Annihilator.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just like the cleaver.
Yeah, yeah, the cleaver.
Now, my question for you quickly is,
yeah. I feel like my teeth are
did you bring enough shot glasses? Did you bring 8 shot glasses or just 4? Do I need to drink these quick?
Oh, God. Oh. I didn't.
Okay.
Pound it out.
Then you can tell everyone else. We might have to do nice. Stump the Chump early.
Do you want me to just go grab 4?
Yes, go grab 4 something, Han.
No, sit. Because Mama's getting sauced.
Yeah. And she will, because let me tell you something. The alcohol content on Abattoir, 9.5.
Jesus.
It's off the scale.
Off the scale.
I don't know that we've ever had one on the Marco Radio Happy Hour show that has been that high.
Mama's not allowed to drink beer this potent.
9.5%.
Just get a real drink at that point.
Volume.
Christ.
Right. Do a shot of tequila.
It's actually, it's very good. Once it's almost like jumping into a cold pool.
Yes.
That once you're in, it feels good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not.
Keep saying
dying.
That when you fall off the chair.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, we got all kinds of fancy glasses.
We got a collection. Hey.
Okay, let's move to the other offering this evening. Also from Barley Mow Brewing Company, located in Largo, Florida. This one is called Calliope.
Calliope. I liked the can on this one. And
both of these cans are very nice. I like both of them.
And Hannah, I thought you would really like this one.
Okay, pass that down.
Oh no, is there something floating in
I don't know what that was.
Big
look.
Spider.
No. I don't want that one.
That might have come off my finger. I don't know.
No.
What's in it?
I don't know. There's a lot of foam.
There's a lot of foam.
I want that one.
I got the pretty
this
glass.
This one's yeah, that's very that's
I'm so okay. Fancy. Hannah Claire,
so
be the first victim. Go ahead.
It smells good.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
It's okay. It kind of tastes like throw up.
Ew. Great. We go from
like
diesel fuel to throw up.
Like, oh my God, taste it.
Maybe.
And then think about the last time you threw up.
Do you think
oh,
it's because we didn't cleanse our palate before?
I cleansed. I had some Diet Coke.
Ty, did you try it?
Yeah, I did.
Are you getting Steph? Stomach acid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a miss.
Oh. Well,
oh, my God. That's rancid. There might be something wrong with that. I'm not kidding. Don't drink that.
Yeah, that.
That's not right. I don't think there's... That can't be right.
Okay, yeah. We're all going to get food poisoning
or something. I mean, truly, that can't be right.
That can't be right.
It
was a pretty can.
That is the worst craft beer that we've tried.
Check the date on the bottom of the can.
Yikes.
Give me the can.
It was brand new.
Was it supposed to be green?
No.
No.
The can said Calliope. This summer seasonal is named after the legendary woodland fairy who feeds... who feeds off the blood of unicorns.
Ah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then is it kind of like a cow?
Is Barley Mow, isn't like Quackalope from Barley
yes,
Mow?
Yes, Quackalope was from Barley Mow, and so new... was Americano that
what
we
was
really
this one?
Liked.
Catastrophe? What?
Catastrophe.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
Catatonic? Wow. What?
Well, let's go to what they pair best with. Abattoir.
Nothing.
Pairs best with.
I'm going back to the potent one.
Charactery? What the hell is charactery? Charac.
That's a fancy way of saying leave it on the shelf.
Charactery? Maybe I just misspelled something.
Maybe.
Or maybe we're all poisoned.
It also goes with Stilton cheese and hacking.
Hacking.
I think the hacking actually may be for the Calliope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Calliope pairs best with grilled root veggies, rhubarb pie, and enchanted forest.
Mm. Oh, God.
The alcohol content, and like I said, for Abattoir is 9.5% by volume. Calliope, just 4% by volume.
Mm. And wow. Honestly, people, I'm sorry, no offense to Barley Mo, but you don't try him.
It's well, kind of got like a burnt cabbage.
Here's
that was I was not expecting how that was, bad that was.
That was like throw up.
It did definitely. As soon as I know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. and as soon as I took a sip, I was like, "Yep, she's right.
She nailed it.
She nailed it."
Well, these two beers it's at their end of the run. So
good.
Next week we are going to possibly delve into the fall beers. These were summer beers.
The pumpkin
spice, everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, cinnamony.
The gourd and
Let's get some like ciders though. Can we do like head to heads, but can we have one beer and one cider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can try that. Yeah. Change it up a little bit. I like that.
So but all of the breweries are starting right now are tapping all of their fall beers.
Right.
Yep. So I wanted to grab some summer beers before they were all gone, since it's still 93 degrees outside.
Well, that Calliope was...
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
I bet if you put a penny in there, it would just disappear.
Eat it.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me have this
one. Is
there
roofies in this?
Yeah,
I kind of want to take my clothes off now.
Right. Oh, no.
Let's switch to movies and entertainment. Let's see. I asked before the show if anybody went to a movie, and Ty, you said that you did.
Yes.
What
Go
did
Ty.
You see?
I saw Don't Breathe.
Don't Breathe.
Oh, the scary one.
Oh, no.
Okay,
it was
so
cool.
What'd you think?
Scary?
I liked it.
Come on.
It wasn't too scary. Yeah. It was more kind of
made you think.
Jumpy?
No, I mean it was stressful.
Stressful.
It was very stressful.
Mm. You are like on edge the whole time.
Like so much of the movie, like they're sneaking through the house and the guy's like right here.
Oh,
it's just like
yeah.
So could you sleep?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it wasn't one of those that stuck with you and haunted you on the drive home.
Too real or
was it subtitled?
No.
I heard a story on the radio the other day that somebody went to go see it, and it was subtitled in Spanish.
Where did they go to see it?
I'm not sure. Somewhere here locally. And then what they didn't realize, after they watched the entire movie, they went up and asked the manager, was that supposed to be subtitled? And he was like, well, yeah. All movies on this date are subtitled at that time in Spanish.
He was not aware that
he had gone during that time period.
And the whole time he could only pay attention to the subtitles.
Yeah, well, that's what he was saying. He said it was so distracting.
Missed the whole movie.
I mean, his whole thing was like, well, you know, I took Spanish in high school, so I could kind of get what they were saying.
Well, that's just it. He was trying.
I'm also trying to pay attention to the movie.
Right.
You know,
reach back to that high school Spanish, figuring out what it says.
I don't remember. We talked about this movie, Don't Breathe, last week, and I can't remember what the grade was that either Charlie, Jewel,
I think they said it was good.
Steve Purcell gave it.
I think they both said it was good.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but so you liked it.
Yeah, no, it was very suspenseful.
Worth seeing.
Yeah.
Is it a long movie?
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
like 2 hours? So like two and a half hours?
Probably like an hour and a half.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't long or anything.
Right.
Not excruciatingly long. Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, for like a Sam Raimi horror movie, is very tame.
Okay, oh, really? So low on like the blood and guts?
Yeah, no, like almost none.
Okay. Just more
suspense.
When he remade Evil Dead, it was like, oh, God.
That's not the dark one, is it? Like the Afraid of the Dark? No.
Who said they wanted to go see Sully?
I do.
Okay. So Charlie Jewell gave it 3 stars.
Mm. 3 out of 4.
Steve Purcell, that's good.
Yep.
Steve Purcell gave it a C+. So that's not bad. That's pretty much.
Should be.
Wouldn't
better.
That be the same?
It's right in the middle.
Well, if Charlie Jewell gave it a actually Charlie Jewell with 3 out of 4 stars, that's more like a B.
Yeah.
So he liked it a little bit more than Steve Purcell.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Well, I think it's funny that every person that you say, "Oh, I want to see that movie," they go, "I know how it ends." It's like, well, yeah, everybody knows how it ends.
Great job, butt nuts.
Right. You know, I went and saw Titanic, too, and I knew how that ended.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to guess the end of Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Here's just a reminder that we mentioned last week after the passing of Gene Wilder that this weekend over at the Tampa Theater, they're going to be featuring Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Very nice.
At the Tampa Theater, and that's going cool to be 7 p.m. When is
actually, it is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 2 p.m.
2 p.m.,
yeah.
And I believe it's free.
Oh, that's
at,
cool.
At the Tampa Theater.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very cool. What a great place to see a movie or a show, anything.
Anything.
If you haven't been to the Tampa Theater,
it's a great place.
You're missing something.
To just go and sit and look around.
Yep.
It's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
I actually pulled that up as well. Not only is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory playing Saturday at 2, but on Sunday.
Yep.
They are showing, they have two showings of Gone with the Wind.
Yes, right. I was going to mention that. And then also, because
those
apparently
you do
they have
need tickets
apparently
for.
The Tampa Theater has a wine and food sort of series that they do.
Yes.
You just mentioned Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
On the 16th, actually the 16th through the 18th, they're going to be playing Casablanca.
Ah,
wow.
Nice.
Yep, so that's cool.
And to me, to see a movie like Gone with the Wind or Casablanca.
Right.
At the Tampa Theater, it just,
yeah,
I don't know.
It just feels right.
It just feels good.
It just feels good.
You know, I might have to wear gloves and a hat.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
There's the, Steve Rusall did give Sully a C+, so that's that. Let's see. Oh, one of the things that we talked about last week was that the Shine Festival downtown where all the artists were going to come in and do all the murals.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And I was hoping that in the paper this week they would have shown pictures of all of the murals.
Well, the newspaper is falling behind, I think, because of social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, one of the murals that we spoke about was the one that was going to be in the intersection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
That was going to cover 39,000 square feet. It was going to be done by artist Cecilia Lueza. And it's at the intersection of 5th Street and Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. Well, it's done. And here's a picture of it. This is not good for radio, but I'll show you guys just to see what it looks like. I can't wait to go down and check that out. That's going to be so cool.
Yeah, I saw this on Facebook. It was cool.
That is
kind
of cool. Yeah,
awesome.
Like that.
Yeah, check it out on Facebook. Or mm-hmm. Oh, it is. It's beautiful.
Right.
Now, I was worried because we were actually going to head down there. I forget what day. And, you know, just as we were like getting together to get ready to go, I noticed that we were in the yellow and a big
as far as weather
and a big storm blew up
right all
over
that wet paint,
St. Pete. And I was like, oh, no, what's that going to do to the mural in the street?
Exactly.
But apparently it did not affect it.
That's good. Hey, Ty, you. I know you're a big fan of Tenacious D.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I am as well. They actually did a song for the opening of Game of Thrones. It's a new one. Yeah. It doesn't include Jack Black.
What?
Okay.
What is it?
Well, it's basically they took the theme to Game of Thrones and gave it their Tenacious D wrinkle.
Do we have a clip?
I was going to get it, but it wasn't as good. I was kind of hoping it would have like Jack Black singing.
Yeah,
that
is
kind of thing.
Tenacious D without Jack Black?
Right.
It's actually
just Kyle Gass.
It's Kyle Gass, John Konecki, and John Spiker. Those are the three people that did this. And I listened to it. It's basically if you were to take the theme song to Game of Thrones and throw in electric guitars.
It still sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is. It's pretty cool. But the name of the band, I mean, you can find it if you Tenacious D.
Mm-hmm.
But because it is without Jack Black, they named the band Valerian Steel.
Valerian Steel.
Yeah.
Nice.
So if you Google Valerian Steel or if you Google Tenacious D and find Valerian Steel, you've got the right song.
Right. One more thing I want to talk about during our movies and entertainment. Who all saw Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
Oh, I love that movie.
I do too. That's a Kevin Spacey movie right out of Savannah, Georgia.
Yes.
I love that movie. If you remember that movie, do you remember Lady Chablis?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
How could you forget
right.
Lady Chablis?
She was the drag queen.
Right.
Right. Well, she passed away.
No.
Yeah, she passed away. She was 59 years old.
Oh, that's
sad. So I just wanted to mention that. So.
Oh.
Sayonara, Lady Chablis.
Oh, that's sad.
Go tell your tea to Jesus. Her tea. Her tea. Remember her tea was her truth about her sexuality and all that. Her tea.
Her tea.
Yep. Let's see what we should do, probably, because we're getting to the halfway point of the show. Let me mention that we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. And again, you can call us.
You can call us.
727-498-0502. I bet Spike on the mic gets calls. God damn it.
Hey, language.
I'm angry.
Wow.
He gets calls from Will Coons.
You know what? Spike on the mic is going to take our spot if you keep that kind of colorful
sorry.
Language flying.
I'm sorry,
during
but
the happy
I am
hour.
Angry.
I will not calm down.
I will not calm down.
We're going to get fined.
Hand him another 9.5.
Don't give me any of that. Petrol. That turpentine. Stop. From barley milk. Right.
Seriously.
Oh, that's bad.
It's true, though.
Anyway, why don't we take a break, and then when we come back, we'll reset, and we'll do the second half of the show.
Woo. Fabulous.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back.
Song. Mountains drag me across so long. I'm a cross-cut soul. Mountains drag me across so long. When I catch up, what's so easy for you? You won't have to say hot dog. Some call it wood chopping in. Some call it wood cutting sand. I cut your wood so good, but you will ask me back again. Cross-cut soul. Drag me across the road.